Time now to start our Vents Day segment. Back for the first time in a couple of weeks, our Vents Day segment is our weekly forum for our listeners to vent on a couple of topics in the news. The topics this week: tweaking the Second Amendment and making it easier to fire teachers. We'll gather your thoughts at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782, and our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. We can't get much bigger than a discussion of the Second Amendment, not how it is interpreted by courts and used by gun owners, but how it is written. A former Supreme Court justice jumped into the fray recently with a long opinion piece in the Washington Post. John Paul Stevens proposes adding five words to the Second Amendment to make it clearer. The idea alone will fire up the gun rights groups. It did. Here's the proposal. Right now, the Second Amendment reads like this: a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Former Justice Stevens proposes this change: the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia, and added five words, shall not be infringed. So your thoughts: would those five added words clear up your conception of the Second Amendment, or are they an abomination that would wreck the personal right to gun ownership, or is there some middle ground here? It doesn't seem like there's a lot of middle ground on guns, but let's hear your thoughts on tweaking the Second Amendment on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, and jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two is only slightly less inflammatory than talking about guns. Teacher tenure is another thorny topic. Teachers want the job protection that years on the job give them. Education critics say tenure is an obstacle to getting rid of lousy teachers, and there needs to be speedier processes to get the bad ones out. And not just bad teachers, but teachers who've mistreated children. California's legislature is considering a bill that would shorten and clean up the process for dismissing teachers for incidents involving drugs, sex, or violent offenses against children. Under current law, the procedural delays could drag on for years. The teachers union got behind this bill in California because if the legislature does not pass it, an initiative is ready to go to the ballot, and the voters are expected to pass it themselves. So, what are your thoughts about teacher protections? Are they overprotected in your mind? Is it time to loosen protections under the law? How would you like to see laws on teacher tenure changed? Or are things fine just as they are? Tweaking the Second Amendment and firing teachers more easily are topics on Vents Day. Back with your calls in a minute five. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. And here's our Vents Day segment, back after a couple of weeks missing because of our fun to drive and some other factors. Our topics this week: Second Amendment tweaks. How would you tweak the Second Amendment? Do you agree with former Justice John Paul Stevens' idea for tweaking it? Our other topic is, should we make it easier to fire teachers? Is teacher tenure too ironclad? Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. If you like the program on the radio, you can find it on the web as well. We are at jeffexchange.org, part of the larger ijpr.org. There you will find program topics and recordings once those topics have aired, and a look ahead to the next edition of the Jefferson Exchange, all at jeffexchange.org. Elsewhere on IJPR.org, you'll find more information about the region, about our programming, about music, about news, all kinds of stuff at IJPR.org. We also maintain a Jefferson Exchange Facebook presence. You can visit us there. And if you like us on Facebook, our information ends up on your news feed on a daily basis. And we have a Twitter presence as well, at Jeff Exchange. So JeffExchange.org, Facebook, and Twitter, all places to find us online. And again, you can take part in this discussion. This is Vents Day, your chance to vent your spleen politely on Second Amendment tweaks and firing teachers more easily. Those numbers again: 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Again, the tweak that former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens proposed in a very long piece in the Washington Post recently was to add the words after the right of the people to keep and bear arms, these five words: when serving in the militia, followed by shall not be infringed. So adding five words to the Second Amendment makes it very clear we're talking about militias and not necessarily individual ownership of guns. What do you think about that? Here's a call from Julie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi there. Thank you. I have 2 points to make on the gun thing. first of all, a militia is more for like it's our defense, right? It's our military defense. The Navy, the Army, the Marines, and all of that.
Over time, people interpret it more to be like the National Guard, sort of like a level between basic citizenship and the actual armed forces.
Okay. Well, I thought that this amendment was meant for the citizenry to protect itself, to protect the people, and not just from outside invaders or war that would be perpetrated upon the United States, but in fact to assure that our own government is something that we would not be taken over by, that we would maintain our free democratic government. So if we were to say that they were the only ones to hold arms, then if they there's no safeguards in place to regulate the militia such that it really does serve the people rather than the government, which we have seen way too much of, and it's served the government and the corporate structure in our country, which is taking over. So I may sound like I don't really, I mean, I'm not a scholar on all this, but it's a gut-level feeling of no, that's the first point. And then the second point is once we start changing an amendment and tweaking it to fit on suit our needs anytime we want to, it loses its strength.
It is a very difficult process, you have to admit. Two-thirds of members of Congress have to approve and three-fifths of the states, so it's a tricky thing to get through.
And I want to say I'm not without compassion for all of the misuse and abuse and the guns getting into the hands of people who have other kinds of disturbing mindsets, and they kill children and they kill people, and it is terrible. I think we need to do, and I am an educator, and I'm not speaking on the next item, but I think we have to do a lot more to educate our citizenry to be able to responsibly use these weapons or not use them, you know, to be responsibly educated so that there aren't these abuses. And I just think there's so much in the media and so much programming and conditioning in our society these days that is where the problem stems from, not the right to use a gun and have it for protecting yourself.
Right.
I hope I made my point. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Julie. Appreciate that. I misspoke a second ago. I said three-fifths of the states. I meant three-quarters, the difference being that it's 38 states instead of 30 required to ratify an amendment to the Constitution. So it does not happen very often, fewer than 30 amendments to the federal Constitution. What are your thoughts? Is it time to tweak the Second Amendment? Is it time to consider clearing up, if that was, in your view, the original intention of the writers of the Constitution, that when they wrote the Second Amendment, they did mean for it to be militia, not necessarily individual gun ownership? The Supreme Court, in two recent decisions, has affirmed an individual right to gun ownership, and that is what former Justice Stevens was responding to with his editorial suggesting adding the words "when serving in the militia" to the Second Amendment. Obviously not a lot of traction for the idea. You can imagine the reaction from people who do support gun rights as they are now. In fact, would like to see them expanded. What are your thoughts? Is it time to tweak the Second Amendment? That's one topic on this Fence Day. The other one is, should we make it easier to fire teachers? Join us at 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Michael in Mendocino, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Oh, good morning. Just a comment on the Second Amendment. It was Stevens who was proposing that we tweak the Second Amendment. I think the what should be done first is to identify what militia actually means. And I think we've had discussions with other experts on the history of the founding fathers and the early Americans. But militia never meant, as far as from the sources that I read, never meant military. It just meant a more strict point of view. And when you had the popular people, or the popular concepts of what the people adhered to, then they would be more stratified under a mild leadership to present arms or to bear arms, which is also to create arms in order to justify whatever situation came up. I would not allow, or I would hate to see the federal government define the word militia, because I think they take it totally out of context. And from what I understand from listening to other people on the station here, is that most people do not have a good understanding. Militia never meant military. It just meant more strict.
More strict in what sense, though? Because, you know, the concept of militia, as I understand it from the late 18th century, the time of the Constitution, was that the men of the community would go down to the armory and pick up the guns there if they needed to defend the community.
Well, as soon as the armories got more developed, but remember, back in those days, in the beginning years of this country, especially around the Revolution and stuff, a lot of Americans didn't have guns. They were expensive. It wasn't later until better refining techniques and the development of rifles that it became more possible for the average American man and family and to own a rifle in the first place. But most of these people had pitchforks. They had staves. They had hoes and sticks. Obviously, the outfitting of these people would have been just a financial burden that the government at the time couldn't complete. So the idea of bearing arms, if you're going to keep arms and bear arms, they must have two different meanings for such a short, in the context of this short paragraph. So what I am reading through and what I'm listening to on other sources is that when people created their arms or bear their arms, it was also to create arms for the situation. But the militia was just a more strict of the popular concept of presenting your arms to defend yourself. Of course you had to defend yourself. Back in those days, it was pretty rough.
All right.
You did it any way you could possibly do. To put everybody together under a community act, then there had to be more strict presentation, a more strict development of grouping of people to defend, you know, the common weal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Michael, you wanted to talk about the teacher firing thing too?
I think it's interesting that we're supposing that all teachers are good and should not be fired, and all guns are bad and should be gotten rid of. I think it's an interesting combination.
Huh.
I've talked enough, but I'd like to hear anybody out there that has another interpretation of a militia. Again, I wouldn't allow, if I had the power to do so, to allow the federal government, who has, we can look at the standoff. Recently.
Oh, in Nevada, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very telling thing. What do we even need an amendment or a constitution in order to justify that situation?
All right. Interesting that you drew the parallel between firing guns and firing teachers. Thanks for the call, Michael. Good to hear from you. And we're at Nash Valley. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, hello. to answer the previous caller's question, there is a definition for the militia in the article in Section 8. You know, it's and the first caller was talking about defending themselves from the government. Well, actually, our government is supposed to be a union. You know, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're supposed to be participating in government. And the article in Section 8 talks about Congress organizing, you know, disciplining according to Congress. You know, so they write the regulations, but it's actually the states who man it, and the states choose who's in command of the militia. It's right there in Article 1, Section 8. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's like we created the a social stupidity. I forget the author's name, but he used this word, social stupidity, and that describes us perfectly. I have the right to be very arrogant, ignorant, and incredibly stupid because I'm American.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for the call, Ann Word. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Second Amendment, whether it should be tweaked, particularly in the matter that former U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens recommends, identifying that the right to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia. He'd add the words when serving in the militia to the Second Amendment. That's one of our topics on Vince Day. The other one is California's move to loosen tenure just a bit on teachers to make it easier to dismiss teachers for egregious misconduct. We're talking about things like drugs and sex with kids and streamlining the rest of the process for removing underperforming teachers. What do you think? Should either of these things be changed? Should the Second Amendment be changed? Should teacher tenure be changed? If so, why? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's John and Vanita. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
The anybody, you know, like ignorance, the guy mentioned stupidity and ignorance. I think we've got rampant ignorance here, but people don't care because the emotions take control of everything. But this has to be taken in context. Go back, see what those folks were dealing with then when they wrote this down. You don't have to do a lot of guessing. They were abused by the British, and they were ticked off. So when they wrote this, they didn't trust government. Americans haven't trust government that much ever since, and that's a good thing. Our forefathers told us that's a good thing. The militia is one thing, and that was the people getting together. That could be just about anything, like the Bundy thing down there. That was kind of a makeshift militia getting together.
Right, that's a Clive and Bundy thing, the rancher.
Right,
in
and
Nevada.
Then the people are the people. And if you're by yourself, oh, I'm going to call the militia when somebody's coming to abuse you, if it's government, police state, or if it's a bunch of crankers going to break into your place and kill you, rape your kids, and steal everything. No. John Paul Stewart would have been tarred and feathered.
Yeah, back then. All right, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Bill. No, he's not there anymore. All right, we have a couple lines open then on this Vince Day. Join us on the exchange to talk about tweaks to the Second Amendment and whether it should be easier to fire teachers for any one of a number of ways of misconduct or simply for being lousy teachers. What do you think should happen there? Our phone number is on the exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. The Register Guard weighed in on the John Paul Stevens comments about tweaking the Second Amendment in an editorial just a couple of days ago. It points out the website Red State called Stevens' book a polemic for the mouth-breathing left. Kurt Nimmo on the website InfoWars said the proposal would lead to a government confiscations of citizens' guns, and those refusing to obey the government would be hunted down and executed. And Dave Dalton, the founder of Gun Owners of America, said his group would fight any such change to the death. The Register Guard goes on. The gun lobby's Pavlovian response misses Stevens' main point, which is to remove the federal government from the gun control debate and put the onus on state legislatures for preventing tragedies such as the 2012 Newtown massacre. Legislatures are in a far better position than judges to assess the wisdom of such rules and to evaluate the costs and benefits that rule changes can be expected to produce. This is Justice John Paul Stevens again, former Justice John Paul Stevens, writing in The Washington Post. Stevens said the Second Amendment grew out of the Founding Fathers' concern that a national standing army might pose a threat to the security of the separate states, and a desire to prevent the federal government from confiscating state militias' weapons. That view prevailed in the federal judiciary for more than 200 years, he said, until a couple of 5-4 decisions rendered by the John Roberts Court in 2008 and 2010. The furor over Stevens' proposal is likely moot, concludes the Register Guard, because the authors of the Constitution made it hard to amend. It requires approval by 2/3 of both houses of Congress, followed by approval of 3/4 of the states. And as Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz said, once you start amending the Bill of Rights, you're tampering with posterity. There are certain things that you just leave pristine. However, the discussion Stevens' comments have provoked could end up putting the gun control issue back before the legislatures, where it belongs. That's an editorial in the Register Guard in Eugene on Monday. Here's Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking firing guns and firing teachers.
One thing that came up before, every once in a while, firefighters, rural areas, Siskiyou County, Happy Camp area, Calliopsis, Illinois Valley, they've run into marijuana planters and people protecting them, both inspection and actually going in to fight fires. Should they be allowed to carry firearms? And if so, would they be considered a militia as firefighters or as a militia when they are carrying firearms strictly to protect themselves while they're fighting fire? That's where we need to get closer to the idea of a militia, because I think that it always was, you were considered part of a militia when you were actually called up and needed. Mm-hmm. There's quite a difference from then just, you know, having a warehouse full of ammunition and all this and everything. On teachers, I think people need to remember one thing. Teachers are very much very important in our lives, just the way policemen are. But they are probably the two most, to most of us, the most invisible people in our lives.
Invisible how?
Well, how many people, even your neighbors or your kids, go to school? Can you really talk about the personality and describe the teachers that are in your life? Same thing with the police officers. You see them on the street, you call on them. What do you know about them?
Yeah, you don't know them as people so much as just the figures
yeah,
they represent.
Right.
All right. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate
Take
it. Let's
care.
Go to Jacob in Springfield. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about Second Amendment tweaks and making it easier to fire teachers.
And welcome back. Thank you for bringing back this feature. We missed it.
Oh, good.
So we have strict constructionists of the Constitution who interpret the, you know, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in literal terms, and they hold it to, you know, very high standard, and they're usually Republicans. But if you read how it was written, it is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's only one sentence, and far more people pay attention to the second part of the sentence than the first part. But the first part came first because it was essential and was more important, a well-regulated militia, and everyone ignores that.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of the founding of the nation, no one wanted to pay for defense because armies are expensive, and they were thinking they could maintain the nation without a standing army.
Right.
So what they wanted to do is base it on kind of a Swiss sense of defense, that every man is essentially part of a well-regulated militia, and the next time King George comes over, they could just be mobilized, and during peacetime they could go back to plowing their fields and, you know, making candlesticks.
So defend the country as the government, not defend the country from the government.
Yeah, and the whole principle of the well-regulated militia is to defend the nation as a rapidly mobilizable standing army, more like a National Guard. And I would advocate that people who want to maintain guns should be in some type of National Guard or some type of regulated militia or some type of Boy Scouts where they wear a uniform and drill and work on tactics. We know that guns by themselves are really ineffective at trying to defeat another army.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to learn a lot of tactics. That's what being in the military and being in the army is. How to do flanking maneuvers, how to communicate, you know, how to apply, you know, long-range artillery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, the well-regulated part is what we're getting to here. Appreciate the call, yeah. Jacob, and thanks for that. And it's almost as if John Paul Stevens could have just said, look, here are the words we actually need to add to the Second Amendment. Hello, it says militia. You know, it's really where he's coming from when you get right down to it, although obviously the wording is a little more appropriate to the Constitution. We have an email from Joe in Talent. He writes, the ongoing drama at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada makes the case as a society we're not mature enough to have an unregulated Second Amendment. When weekend warriors figure they can point weapons at public officials attempting to enforce the law, regardless of the situation, we have to understand the depth of the threat to our democracy. The Second Amendment was never intended to be used to influence policy, and those that think so are, as Harry Reid said, domestic terrorists and need to be treated as such. And again, this is Cliven Bundy not paying the fees for grazing his cattle on BLM land. The BLM moved in to confiscate his cattle. His friends showed up with guns. The BLM backed off. Let's take another call from Brad in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, the Bundy situation illustrates the danger of our drifting into a widespread civil war where one side thinks it has the right to bring their guns and shoot their way into getting their opinion put in place. I'm against John Paul Stevens' suggestion because I think the Second Amendment stands as it is just fine. If we were to look at the whole first half of it and notice especially those words, well-regulated, where is the well-regulation? If any regulation is opposed with shrieking and people pointing their guns because they think they're having their rights infringed, well, then the Second Amendment isn't being followed to begin with. So I wish we would have a well-regulated militia. And these people that want to defend themselves against the government, do they think they also have a right to rocket launchers and tanks? And, you know, where does it stop? Should everyone have a right to an atomic bomb so that we can defend ourselves from our government? It's just craziness.
It's going a little far. Thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate it. Paul in Grants Pass, you have less than a minute. Do you want it? Welcome to Vents Day.
Okay, thank you. First of all, education system, completely reform the system. Don't go after a few teachers. That's silliness. The second Second Amendment is just fine as it is. What needs to happen is the consequences need to fall upon the gun owners in exactly the same way that it falls upon the perpetrators of the people who steal the guns to use them. That's really what it comes down to. It's more about accountability in both cases rather than tweaking either system.
All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate it. And thanks to everyone else who called. It's been a lively events day. When we talk about teacher tenure and the Second Amendment, we can always expect a bit of a lively discussion. Thanks for that. Thanks for listening. That'll do it for hour one of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll talk about tinkering in hour number two coming up. Thank you.